This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. If you're anything like us, you don't just book trips, you run the numbers first. Is this flight actually a deal? Is that premium card pulling its weight? Should I use points here or save them for something better? Well, that's exactly what Smart Travel dives into. They break down which travel cards actually earn their keep and which ones just look impressive in your wallet. They'll walk you through the quick math for knowing when to pay with points versus cash, and they explain how to get real value from your rewards instead of settling for that tiny reward button at checkout. It's thoughtful, research-backed travel finance delivered in a way that feels approachable and actually useful the next time you're about to hit purchase. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts. What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here. And today, this is a bonus release highlighting our giveaway that we've just done, but also sharing some statistics for all of you with the podcast. So I really wanted to just take this as an opportunity to thank all of you who have supported the podcast. I know I do that quite frequently in our Quick Hits episodes every Friday, but I just wanted to give a thank you for all of our supporters. The podcast has grown in ways that I would have not really thought it would have when we first started this, and I'll get to that in just a moment. I also do want to thank our two sponsors of our big grand prize drawings. So first is Greenwood Vacations. They manage a lot of properties in the Tulum area. Ashley and her team have been fantastic to work with, and they were the ones who are providing or sponsoring that four-night giveaway that we had, but also Husqvarna, who had that incredible robotic auto mower, basically the Roomba for your lawn, that we gave away as well. So I do want to shout out our two grand prize winners. We've got Ben, who won the Husqvarna auto mower, as well as Eric, who won the stay in Tulum. So congratulations to you all. And then for all of our secondary prize winners that won all of the Hyatt upgrades, the Club Access Awards, Suite Upgrades Awards, Guest of Honors, free night certificates, all of those. Those actually came out of my own personal Hyatt account. And actually, one thing I learned in this process, in case any of you didn't know, you're allowed to gift up to 10 Hyatt awards per year. And I didn't know that, actually. So we ended up having 8, so that wasn't an issue. All of you who had won and confirmed your Hyatt information to me, you all have that in your account as of listening to this episode, or this bonus, I should say. So if you check your Hyatt account, all of those awards have been gifted to you. So congratulations to all of you again for participating. And thank you for everyone that did participate in our giveaway. Really can't thank you all enough. The podcast has done some incredible things here since we started it, basically Thanksgiving timeframe of 2023. And I figured I'd share some statistics with you all because not really sure when else I have another opportunity to do so in the show. And of course, this is still early on. Most podcasts actually never get past episode 8, I think is the statistic. And the fact that we're at 100 just shows a lot about the longevity. And honestly, a lot of that's just because of you all, because of the kind words you said, the great feedback. A lot of you who won prizes responded back how much you love the podcast and how amazing it is to support. And then of course, the WhatsApp community chat has just been such an incredible place for people to get together and talk points and miles, ask questions, share amazing trips and stories. And all of that is just kind of fuel for my fire, essentially. I spend all day, most days, I should say during the week at least, deep in the financial planning world, you know, running the practice. So complex financial strategies, tax strategies, all those different things, to be able to have a completely different pivot in the world of points and miles and travel and trips is just really, really cool. So I really appreciate it. So I wanted to share some stats, some things that are pretty interesting that I thought you all would appreciate as you listen to this, because this is where I know many of you come back to multiple times a week to listen. So I figured why not share some things that you might find fairly interesting. If you've heard some of our YouTube videos, I've mentioned that we have a top 100 podcast or travel podcast. Well, we're not just top 100 in the United States. We actually have been top 100 in multiple countries. And now podcast rankings vary across platforms and literally by the day. So it's not like you're, you know, ranked number you know, one for the week or the month. Your ranking changes every single day. And of course, if you have a huge podcast like an Alex Hormozer or something like that, then yeah, you're probably going to be not just top 100 in a category, but top, you know, 10 of all podcasts in general. Obviously, we're not there yet. We average somewhere around 5,000 unique listeners each month. So that's different people each month, regardless of the number of times they play an episode or how many episodes came out. On average right now, about 5,000 unique listeners every single month. And I put together a list of the countries where we've been ranked in or are currently ranked in. And there's two categories that we usually are ranked in. One is places and travel, and the other is society and culture. So places and travel is the big one we typically rank in. So in the top 100, Canada, Bahrain, Thailand, Jamaica, United States, Switzerland, Pakistan, Turkey, Australia, Qatar. And then in the top 200, we've got Sweden, Netherlands, Slovakia, and France. So we've ranked in a lot of different countries, which is really, really cool to say the least. And there's certain weeks that I'll see, I don't know if someone's vacationing and they're listening to the podcast there or binged the podcast, but a random country will pop up and will come in at, you know, I'm ranked number 4 or whatever it may be for that week in that country for multiple days, I should say. So really, really unique. As far as listenership, what I find really interesting about our listenership is that we skew predominantly female listeners according to the metrics that I can pull. And this isn't a set, a guaranteed number specifically. It doesn't say exactly the number. It gives me a range. It says somewhere between 55 to 80% female, which if we go off of our Instagram account also, that's around 60% female. And what I find really interesting about that is that actually matches my financial planning practice pretty well. And I don't have a lot of clients actually that are intermingled. So I have only a very small amount of clients from the financial planning side that listen to the podcast, very small amount. But it's just interesting because I've built my practice over the years. I do a lot of work with a lot of women business owners, executives, essentially boss ladies that are just killing it out there and have kind of created that as a niche, which is a really different thing as a male financial advisor. And it's really interesting that our podcast skews that way as well. And again, I just love the community that we've created. We've got a lot of really great people, a lot of great individuals in the WhatsApp community chat also. And so just again, a solid, solid group of interesting people that love to travel and that have created a great community. So really when this podcast started out, I've had the Boldly Go brand for about 6 years now, started in 2019, really more so as an influencer style, you know, cool pictures on Instagram, cool drone photos, and then merged it more into the points and miles world about 2 or 3 years later, and then decided, you know what, I love sharing this, why not get into the podcast side of things also, and basically it kind of took off, started off a little bit faster growth than I anticipated, started with just doing 2 episodes a month, that ended up evolving to 1 a week, and then of course the quick hits came in about 6 months into that as well. So in total, if you include the quick hits and the bonus drops from YouTube and everything else, we've actually put out about 182 episodes as of this recording, essentially. And so a lot of content out there. I appreciate all the feedback. So a few things that I'm looking to kind of evolve into in the future is that as I'm lining up some really interesting guests from different hotel brands, airline brands, credit card companies, loyalty reward programs, whatever it may be, is allowing our listeners, and that's usually be either through the newsletter or our WhatsApp community chat individuals, to be able to submit questions for me to ask them on the show. So we can get a little bit more audience input, and it's not just my own interview, but more so adding in a few or handful of questions for someone that may work at a Hilton or a Hyatt or whatever it may be to talk through what questions you might have that you'd want to ask them. So that's one of the things that we plan to evolve over time, as well as continuing to just bring great content in the world of travel and points and miles. Keep in mind that this show is about 70% points and miles, 30% travel when it comes to the full-blown episodes. I know the quick hits are basically all points and miles news, but mostly when it comes to the episodes, keep in mind not every episode is going to be always about points and miles. It's going to be travel stories as well, interesting things from around the world, going to still weigh heavily on points and miles, but I like having a little bit of a uniqueness to the show where it's not just analytics and cents per point and redemption all the time. It is talking about really cool stories of places to go, individuals that have revolutionized the way that they travel in different ways or the journeys they've taken, and want to give back all of that to you all. I think that's going to pretty much wrap it up. I wish I'd have more statistics to give you guys, but we actually changed our podcast hosting provider in the summer this year. This is when we went and moved into the Voyascape media program. And that's where we're with Frank Whitmiler and a bunch of other really amazing podcasts, if you haven't heard any of those. And so our statistics are kind of split now. So I don't have super accurate statistics. I'd love to give about more about how many people have listened, you know, since we started or anything like that. But you guys get the gist. We're continuously growing. One thing I'm going to ask, again, we have 5,000 unique listeners every single month or more. I would love if we have more reviews on the show. So we have, as of this recording, about 64 Apple Podcast reviews and 36 Spotify reviews. So we'll call that essentially 100 reviews, but we have 5,000 monthly listeners. I would love to double that to 200 reviews, or let's say 10x that to 1,000 five-star reviews and ratings. But in general, I can't thank you all enough for listening and for continuing to grow the community. I love all the chats in the WhatsApp group that says about how much this is the people's favorite groups, although I know many of you are part of a lot of different groups, listen to other podcasts, follow other blogs. I'm not here to gatekeep. That's why there's no cost to join the WhatsApp community chat or to subscribe or anything like that. I do this really for fun and honestly gives me opportunity to do some really cool things with travel and be part of an amazing community that we've created and we continue to keep positive. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this bonus episode. We are 1 week out from our honeymoon. It's going to be a blast. I am cramming to get all of my financial advisor Q4 duties done as far as meeting with clients that I can. Of course, my team's going to pick it up to make sure everything gets done by the end of the year as well. But extremely, extremely busy. I wanted to make sure I got this out though. Thanks again for supporting us through the first 100 episodes, and we look forward to 100 more. And with that, we will catch you on the next episode. Take care.
The New York Times named the Frommer's Travel Podcast one of the 13 best for travel. Why did they like it? Well, they said, and I quote, "With charisma and candor, Pauline Frommer discusses the charms and ongoing transformations of places near and far, whether on the islands of Hawaii or on safari in Tanzania." Pretty nice, huh? We post new podcasts weekly, talking about travel from every angle. I hope you'll tune in.
Hey guys, Aaron Miller here from Armchair Explorer, and I just wanted to let you know that our new series is out now. We've got kite skiing across Antarctica, Aboriginal storytellers, and the craziest whitewater race in the world. We're going on a bucket list hike across Italy. We're going to the fjords of Norway in search of the Northern Lights and lots, lots more. Our goal is to take you on the trip of a lifetime every single week. You can find Armchair Explorer on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening right now, and at Voyascape.com.